and welcome to International Report. Kenya's coast along the Indian Ocean has long been a habitat for many aquatic animals of benefit to the majority of residents living along its shorelines. But environmental degradation, especially the ongoing sea sand harvesting exercise at the country's southern coast, has had a devastating effect on marine life and the economy of the population. Joseph Giura has this report from Mombasa.
Here at the Indian Ocean is where you can participate in a variety of activities, ranging from fishing, motorboat sports, among others. But since April this year, 2019, a dredging vessel has been sighted at the deep waters of the Indian Ocean. There it has been harvesting sand in order to increase the depth of the Mombasa port to handle more cargo ships. Marine scientist Dan Obura says sand harvesting activities have great impact on the marine environment.
We saw that a huge amount of silts had been deposited in the reef. This was adjacent to the area where they had been harvesting the most intensively. And we could see that a lot of fine sand had been resuspended up into the water column, carried to the reef by the current.
Many fishermen here are complaining about this activity, saying it has negatively impacted their daily catch. They say many fish have migrated to another area away from where the dredging and sand harvesting is conducted due to the sand dust underwater. Many say they have nothing more to sell and only catch enough to take home.
Environmental degradation has brought about huge consequences.
We just woke up in the morning and realized the vessel had arrived in the harbor. Now, we don't get fish anymore because the vessel is very close, something like 30 meters, even though this area is meant only for fishermen without vessels who can't go and fish in the deep sea.
Elias Kimaru is the World Wildlife Fund official at the coastal Kenya. He says this action of sand harvesting is likely to contribute to climate change. Kimaru adds that its effect may take time.
Some of those impacts might not happen today. It might take 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years to come. Then we say, wow, what happened is because of what we did 4 or 5 years ago. That's why it's very critical to do proper analysis.
Locals and fishermen have been staging demonstrations demanding the government intervenes and rescue their daily bread. But according to Kwale County Governor Salim Vuria, the National Environment Management Authority, NEMA, has not been clear on the plans of this dredging exercise.
You know, from the beginning, NEMA was not very clear on its justification for dredging. And I remember there was another meeting in 2014, 2015. It was very surprising, you know, to hear NEMA saying, we will arrange, you know, in some of those areas to relocate fish. How do you relocate fish in the Indian Ocean?
Marine scientist Dan Obura says if the depth of the Indian Ocean is increased, it may affect the speed of the ocean current.
When you go 2 or 3 kilometers offshore, the current speed increases a lot, the main oceanic current. The depth is much greater, and it's that much further from the reef to prevent the spread of any silt that is discharged coming to the reef system.
Currently, residents hope that the exercise will be highlighted by different business investors, government agencies, and tourism heads to help save marine environment and the economy of local residents. Joseph Jira, Mombasa, RFI.